We're going to start and take a look at Kerry versus Tyrone and look ahead to Kerry versus Dublin in 2 weeks' time. We'll be talking to Tim Moynihan in a moment. But first, here are some of the very dramatic moments in Croke Park on Saturday.
There's a black hole in this town. I like the way it draws me close and drags me down.
Brilliant kick out by Shane Murphy to hit Dylan Casey between the two. 65 to get inside to Dylan. Dylan Ganey when he'll pass his eye looking for David Clifford coming around the loop. This is Ganey. Oh, Paul Ganey's shot is saved by Niall Morgan and Tyrone come away with it. A brilliant move by Kerry. Didn't get the required result, but brilliant work by Kerry.
Yeah, great hands, fast movement of the ball. It resulted from the goalkeeper's kick out. Fine party that he turned it over.
That kick out,
Kerry back in the attack.
That he gives inside to David Clifford. David Clifford tried to take on Conor Quinn. He's gone inside Conor Quinn. He's still going. He put it across the square. It's
great score, David.
A brilliant score. His third point of the game, Billy.
And the right thing to do at the right time to settle things down a small bit, because Tyrone have all the momentum for the last number of minutes. Kerry needed a score just to settle him. David did the right thing, came in under the end line, knew that he has a goal chance, but no, he put it over the bar, tried to settle things a small bit.
Oh, gone forward. It's Paddy Clifford. He'll give it to Diarmuid O'Connor. Diarmuid O'Connor loft load. Look for Gavin White. Gavin is on the 20 metre line. Give it Clifford and picks it up. Could be a goal here. Oh,
how did he do that?
Oh, from a mistake in the defence by Tyrone. Gavin White was almost dispossessed. Coming around the loop. You couldn't put a needle in where he put it in, Billy. Into the roof of the net. I know a ball is big. Bigger than a needle, but that is the first goal of the game. It's Kerry 1-6, Tyrone 7 points.
How in God's name did he get that goal? It's the easiest way to put that.
Take on his marker here. No, he gives it to Dylan Ganey. Dylan Ganey now will see that there's a could be a pop pass here for Gavin White, but Ganey has the confidence to take it on himself. He runs inside the air, two around him. He pops it over the bar. The score of the game, it has to be said, 1-8 for Kerry, Tyrone 9 points.
And over. Great kick out by Shane Murphy.
Brilliant kick out by Shane Murphy, fetched by Sean O'Brien. Sean O'Brien gave to Graham O'Sullivan. He was pulled there by Peter Teague, but he gets his pass away. Ganey, Dylan Ganey for a two. And it's over the bar.
And
a brilliant score by a forward that is in serious form. And that is an exceptional score. It takes Kerry to 1-13, Tyrone 13 points. Out looking for Matty Donnelly. Matty Donnelly's make an angle. No, he'll give it inside. Could be danger here. Oh, a save from Murphy. It's a save in the end, was it, from Ronan Cassidy? It was a save by Shane Murphy from Cassidy, wasn't it?
It was from Cassidy, no doubt. It was a brilliant save by Shane Murphy.
Because that ball was fielded by Patrick. David Schiffer takes that line ball. He gives it inside to Paddy. Paddy will give it here to Dylan Ganey. Dylan Ganey on the edge of square. He lost it out. He's looking for Johnny. Shawnee passed it again. Probably took too much out of the ball. It could have been a goal, Billy.
Oh, it was goal written all over. Did it take too much out of the ball?
Yeah. 9 on the clock. 1:25 for Kerry. 26 points for Tyrone. And it's over the bar. It's back to a 1-point game. 27 points for Tyrone. 1:25 for Kerry. Oh, my heart won't stick with this at all.
I'd like to see that one again, Tim, to see why a free was actually given.
Have it though.
I thought it was a great block by Keith Evans.
Out.
A million of players, and all of a sudden a free for Tyrone. Can
69, 15 on the clock.
Gotta win this.
We're
one.
43 seconds
we
away from the full time whistle. They'll rise in the middle
get
of the field.
Get
rise. And who wins?
David
Clifford wins that break. He'll take that ball into territory. Still David Clifford. He's coming in along the 20 metre line. No, he's coming out to the sideline.
Well done, boy.
Kerry now.
Just mind this.
20 seconds away from winning this game. If they hold possession, Diarmuid O'Connor. Don't lose possession, lads. He'll give it a side look for Diarmuid O'Connor. Diarmuid O'Connor. He'll give it again. He'll look for Clifford. Clifford put it to the centre. Heinrich is taking.
Unbelievable!
A win. 2:25 to 27 points. He kicked it underneath. I believe this. The script and the other goals. Kerry has pulled it well. Armin Heinrich has got it bone at the death. 2:25. Billy.
Something's got to break. Something's got to give. Hoping in my heart it cannot be my will. I'm going to find a place. All that I
there you go. That's that's how it wrapped up in Croke Park on Saturday evening. Kerry winning by 4 points in the end after one of the games. Well, we thought it was going to be the game of the weekend. Some brilliant games yesterday as well in Croke Park in the other two semi-finals. What all means is Dublin face Kerry in the All-Ireland football semi-final at 4 o'clock on Sunday, the 12th of July. With me on the line to talk about this is Tim Moynihan. We'll be getting to him after we take these. We're talking Kerry Tyrone and, I suppose, by extension, Kerry Dublin in Croke Park in 2 weeks' time. Tim Moynihan, good morning to you, and what a weekend. What a weekend of football for the Championship. There's no predicting what's going to happen. If you started the year saying Loud and Dublin and Mayo were going to make the last four, you would have been scratching your head saying, no, that's not going to happen, but here we are.
Correct, Gerry. And I suppose three out of those quarterfinals were exceptional games. They kept us on the edge of our seats right to the bitter end. And as I said last week with you, Gerry, I think we, again, now more than ever, we must compliment the new rules. There's chaos. There's games when teams go ahead under the old rules and they'd park the bus and it would be quite boring. But now it's chaotic. And from our own point of view, we're in an All-Ireland semi-final, and I suppose that was the required result. But on the same token, what a test by the mighty Tyrone side that they gave Kerry at the weekend. Exceptional stuff from both teams, right from start to finish, and that age-old rivalry. And I was reading over the weekend on the build-up to this game saying that rivalry is gone. There's never a rivalry gone if you've been hurt in the past, either side. And we can go all the way back, Gerry, to 2003. 2005, 2008, where we were at the end of defeats by the Tyrone side. And that lives in the memory, and I'm sure it's fed into these players as well. But a huge test. Kerry got over the line, and there's, I suppose, so many stories within that game, Gerry.
Yeah, there really is. I think when you look at the way the game was, there was a concern as the game went on. I thought you could feel it in the stadium that the longer Tyrone stayed with Kerry, the 3 weeks in a row would come to be a factor in the game. And that kind of is what happened. Kerry's legs were fading in the last 10 minutes, but always managed to nudge ahead. And I think it was an experience that did that. I'm thinking of two or three points scored on the right-hand side in the second half. David Clifford got two, Paulie Clifford got one. Fisted balls over the bar to keep, and Dylan Ganey's two-pointer, just to keep Kerry ahead from that moment. How important was that in negotiating this game?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct in saying experience. But on the same token, if you go back, Gerry, to the start of the year, the league, and Shane Ryan got injured in the McGrath Cup, and the number one spot now is huge. The goalkeeping job, that's your first line of attack as well, because you have to get your kickouts away. And in the early part of the league, you have to say that Shane Murphy was coming in for a lot of criticism, his kickouts, and everyone asking, when is Shane Ryan back? But over the last three or four games, what this man has done for Kerry. Now, Dylan Ganey got man of the match the last day, but a man, if there was such a power as giving two man of the match awards, you'd have to give it to Shane Murphy. 2-14 came from his kickouts, Gerry. That is huge. And when we, right from the outset in the first 5 minutes, and the our eyes were on Shane Murphy, but he delivered both right and left. I think he went, was it 16 to the right, four down the centre, nine the other side. That was the base and the foundation for Kerry's victory. I know it was chaotic at times when Tyrone ran at us, but for that sort of big score and to come off your kickouts, that means that I think something like 86% of his kickouts hit their own target. That's absolutely exceptional. So it was the basis of that, and other things happened in the game. I think now, Gerry, we can see that we all said it's a one, well, we didn't say it was a one-man show, because you have to have a lot of workers around, but there was a lot of, I suppose, responsibility which he still has on David Clifford. But Dylan Ganey now has taken that pressure from David Clifford, so he can control the game a lot more. And that's what happened in the last couple of minutes, Gerry, that David Clifford, even for the last kick out from Shane Murphy, he came out looking in the hope that the ball would go over the top, and he wanted it, and he knew before he got the ball what he was going to do with it. He was going to take it down to the corner flag, kill the clock, because it was very close, the game was on tinderhooks, you see. And if you've that sort of wow factor and a Kerry team built around him and guys coming off the bench, you have a chance. But as I said at the outset, Gerry, we must give credit to Tyrone in this one. They went after Kerry, went after in a big way. They probably went after our kickouts, but it didn't work to full extent that they wanted to. And like I say, the man of the match territory was both Dylan Ganey and Shane Murphy, and the latter, I think, was exceptional the last day.
Yeah, absolutely was. Tim, refereeing decisions, a lot of controversy afterwards. There was the 45 that wasn't the 45. You could make an argument it was a hard call, but then you could say, look, that was a crucial moment, a two-pointer. There was a question about a foul on Peter Teague, that, you know, the Kerry players even stopped there wondering what was going on. Referee waved play on. Couple of decisions like that the Tyrone management were not happy about. Malik O'Rourke referenced it several times afterwards. Do they have a point?
A lazy excuse, Jory, because when you're, you know, when you watch a game on TV, I suppose the cameras follow the flight of the ball. But there was so much stuff happening off the ball as well. There was times I saw body checking, and it probably happened on both sides, but Kerry players were screened in the sense they go for the, take the return pass, and suddenly a guy's body from Tyrone would come across them and making it very difficult. So I think it's the team that loses always look at what happened, and margins are so tight. But to be fair, and we are fair down here in the Kingdom of Kerry, that was, to me, human error, the 45 that, you know, Kerry got that they shouldn't have. But we could look at other things around the field that was happening as well. The attention that David Clifford was coming in for and right around stopping players jump. On two occasions, I see Sean O'Brien and Mark O'Shea, their jump, their lift was stopped by a fella coming down on their shoulders, and where Kerry should have got the free and they didn't get the free. So at the end of the day, it's what's on the scoreboard. You'll always have human error, but, you know, Tyrone, back to social media, and we could have another day's talk about this, Jerry. The lambasting the ref has got, I think it's totally unfair.
There was just even one clear, and I could see this in the ground, from the ground. I couldn't understand how Con Kilpatrick didn't get a black card for taking down Gavin White as he was going for goal. It was a blatant, it wasn't just a foul.
Correct.
Definitely should have been a black card, because it was a clear denial of a goal scoring opportunity. You could point to that and say that was a key moment in the game as well. And look, we're saying that as, look, Kerry people, maybe throwing people feeling sore this morning, but there was quid pro quo on that. Instances in the game.
And correct, Jerry. Look, Jerry, I can go back to the noughties and I can see when Colin Cooper got, fingers in his eyes and nobody was penalised for it. So, and we lost that day. So you kind of have to move on from there. It's what happens inside those white lines in the 70 minutes. And, I can understand that one or two decisions at Tyrone will be questioned by the referee. But again, you just have to park it. We parked it in the noughties and we came back stronger. And I'm sure this Tyrone side over the next couple of years with their underage success will be serious threat to all of us.
They will be a serious team. And if they hold on to the likes of Darren McCurry and a few more, Matty Donnelly, a brilliant game as well. And Jack O'Connor referenced that afterwards. So look, we had a plan for Darren McCurry, but fellas were tired when he came on. How impressive was it then that Kerry had the resolve and the resilience to stay ahead? And I'm thinking of that moment, looking at highlights of it again yesterday evening. Killian Trent, you know, went the wrong way, turned backwards, falling, and managed to dive across to get that crucial block down to prevent a two-pointer in the death of the game. That they're match-winning moments, aren't they?
It's actually Keith Evans,
Keith Evans,
and,
Trent,
and you're dead right. He was turning the wrong way, and whatever, he spinned and came back and dived full body length, and that could have been a huge jury, a huge talking point, and a huge area of the, I suppose, of the game where they could turn onto the other side of Tyrone. But that'll tell you the hunger, I've said this to you on several Monday mornings, Jory, that, you know, he's definitely added to his panel with the likes of, you just mentioned, Killian Trent, Keith Evans, Armin Heinrich, who got that goal right at the end. And you need those fellas coming into the panel to, you know, to show the hunger and keep the other guys going. But a statement was made last week by David Clifford, Jory, and I thought it was very interesting. He said, you've only a few years at this game and you try and win and do as much as you can in that time. And I think the hunger that David Clifford, and that is kind of running right through the team at the minute. It's very hard to do a back-to-back, and for Jack O'Connor to do a back-to-back, or any manager. But I think David Clifford is showing a serious hunger. And say what you like, Jerry, we have serious Kerry footballers on that panel. But to me, he's the X factor. He can do what no other team can do. And the best way I can sum him up is, when David Clifford is playing, Jerry, you'll always have a chance.
Yeah.
When David Clifford is not playing, everyone else has a chance. And that's how, what he's worth is to this Kerry team.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. On the game as well, just a final point before we talk about Dublin, Tim. Jack O'Connor referenced how tired Kerry were coming down the stretch because of the 3 weeks out in a row, and he mentioned Jim McGuinness was complaining about it a few weeks ago. Three of the teams that had 2 weeks off were beaten this weekend. That's one point. But the other point is there has to be a penalty, isn't it? If you don't win your games, that's the way the system is designed for the championship. Or am I reading it wrong?
No,
that
not.
It puts yourself under that pressure. That's the championship.
That's the championship, yeah.
You get a reward for winning.
Correct. And it's probably not suiting the teams that had the weight either, Jerry. That's what's happening, the likes of the Corks of this world, when you see provincial champions going out of the competition. And that's the price you pay. That's the penalty you pay. I know that for recovery and everything else that you want to win game on game, but you get, I think as well, if you see, it's all down to having a panel, Jerry, that yeah. If you have strength in the panel, it'll get you through those games. But what happens then is you'll become a lot more sharper going into games, and it's happened with Dublin. Their sharpness has gone to another level, and it's with the teams that are progressing, they're the teams that are kind of week on week and making very sharp, that sharpness, and what it's translating then to hunger, and hunger wins you games if you can execute with precision, and that's what Kerry have done, and that's what the other teams. You look at Louth yesterday, Jerry. In the modern game, they're saying if you go down to from the 6th minute, I think, or 7th minute, they were missing a man. And yeah. Then they showed hunger, desire. They have big men in the middle. The fetching was absolutely unreal. And Monaghan didn't know what to do with him. And all I'm saying is that if you're playing week on week, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, it certainly does. Tim, look, it's a novel pairing, of course, Dublin against Kerry. We wouldn't have predicted at the start of the year Dublin would be in a semi-final, but they're looking really, really good. It's going to be a huge clash in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, a huge clash. And Jack O'Connor referenced it in the post-match press conference as well, Jerry, that, you know, there was, I suppose, maybe in our own county, there was one or two saying it, and likewise beyond, that this was Kerry's to lose. Dublin will love to have that on their dressing room walking out against Kerry in 2 weeks' time or next Sunday week. That we have to put a lid in it as well, that you can see that what Tyrone did to us the weekend, we could have lost this game as well. And now we're up against a Dublin team that are rejuvenated. Niall Scully's performance yesterday, Conor Callaghan inside in the forwards, you've Baskill, Paddy Small, they're serious footballers.
Yeah.
But I think there's hurt in the Kerry camp. If you remember a couple of years ago and how David Clifford was said, is he as good? They were asking up around Dublin, as we think, because we always manage him. I don't think they'll be able to manage him this time round.
Yeah.
And we'll have to live in hope in that. But other players, you know, will rise the occasion as well in the panel. So, what a 2 weeks. What a build-up this is going to be, Jerry.
Is it making the punditry world an increasingly difficult one, finally, Tim? Anyone predicting anything this year is getting it wrong. And it's the same with the semi-finals, because any team can be beaten by any team, given just the way games go and the two-pointers and the impact they have on the game. The free-flowing nature of it now means that there's a level of chaos, call it piggery in the middle or whatever you want, from Kieran McGeaney, but it's exciting, and there's a level of chaos that's not controllable anymore. That's why we're not getting boring games, and it means that, you know, if either team wins over in 2 weeks' time, any of the four teams, it will not be a surprise, will it?
And that's very true, Jerry.
It shouldn't be.
And that's what it is, that the guys that thought they knew it all, they don't know it all, because it's very hard, as you just said at the outset, to predict. And even game management, that time, I call it time management. Jerry, they're all conscious now of the clock. So if you're up by a point or 2 points, you win the kick out, it's very important that you go around the arc, down one channel, down another, you look up at the clock. If there's a score on then with, 35, 40 seconds to go, you'll kill another 5-10 seconds and have the shot. So the resulting kick out, they won't get it to the other side of the field in time. And that'll tell you, and I know there have been some one-sided games in this championship, but as you said, you can only control the controllables, but there's utter chaos. And I think it's rejuvenated and revitalised the game. And it's a pleasure to be involved in it, but only a pleasure if you're a Kerry man and you come out of the right side of it. It's something else. Football, we always talk about hurling, that being, it's, you know, the fastest field game in the world, and it's absolutely brilliant compared to football. But all the talk is about Gaelic football this year, and it's not hurling.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. Tim, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us again this morning and for a great job over the weekend. Tim will be in Croke Park on Sunday week, the 12th of July, with Ambrose Donovan for Radio Kerry commentary, and Liam Brosnan and Billy as well for Radio Kerry commentary in 2 weeks' time on what will be a key game. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us. If you have your comments on the game, let us know as well. A couple of people getting in touch this morning. A listener says, why Tommy phoned, why is there no mention that the referee decisions went in Kerry's favour and possibly Costa won the match? Well, we did address that with Tim. Tommy, no respect to David Goff, but he should not be considered as referee for Kerry Dublin game. The GAA put him in a difficult position getting him to referee the games that Dublin are involved in. He lives and works in Dublin. I think he's always fair and he strives to be fair, but any decision he makes, will be used against him, says the listener. And there was controversy about some of the decisions made in the Dublin-Galway game. There was the Kieran Kilkenny pull down. Should that not have been a penalty? It was advantage. But I'm not sure what the rules say about a foul after the advantage takes place, particularly if it's like that. That looked like a stonewall penalty to me. But anyway, Galway fans not happy with that this morning. Give us your reviews.